You said, yes, Nadia, I'd like to talk about the rotation from growth stocks to value stocks. Yes. And I just, and you just stared blankly at you.
Looked at me blankly, absolutely. And look, I suppose, and it's kind of a tough one, but I guess, you know, casual observers of the stock market are generally aware, Nadia, of, you know, whether, you know, markets are trending higher or lower. But up, down, or sideways, you know, there's always something a lot going on under the hood, if you like, or under the surface of what the top line numbers are doing. And where one sector or group of stocks are having, you know, their day in the sun, another group of stocks are, you know, might be falling out of favour with investors. And we've seen a, you know, quite a stunning example of that at the start of this year, and it continues, you know, right through to today. And I guess, you know, broadly, if you look at the market, you can almost categorise stocks into sort of two camps. You have value stocks, okay, so they're companies typically that might appear cheap relative to their current revenue and their profitability today, so perhaps think of banks or utility stocks. And another category of stocks would be growth stocks, and this is where investors aren't quite so concerned about the valuation of the business today. They're paying much more attention to the value of their future earnings because their earnings are growing, you know, quite rapidly. So investors are valuing them on what their profitability might be in the future. So think Amazon, realestate.com, healthcare stocks are often valued like that, you know, as are biotech stocks. So there's those two sort of distinct categories. And I guess when valuing a growth stock, you know, particularly, you are, because you're valuing them on their future cash flows, the assumptions you make, you know, particularly around, you know, interest rate assumptions are really, you know, very important, because if you're valuing future cash flows, you're using what's called a discounted cash flow model, and that interest rate assumption, you know, is a big, big swing factor there. So, and I guess over the last sort of 7 or 8 years, when interest rates have been dropping dramatically and quite rapidly, then that's driven a whole lot of money into growth stocks, and it's come out of value. So if you're, you know, a typical Australian investor and you might own, you know, Telstra and the banking stocks, which are, you know, growth stocks, they just haven't kept up with, you know, the market generally over the last decade or so. Whereas if you're invested in a lot of overseas stocks and you own Apple and, you know, you might have a little bit of Afterpay or Amazon, then you've done really quite well. And I guess what we've seen, though, is a bit of a reversal of that trend just since January. And I guess as the vaccine started to roll out and it became, you know, quite apparent that vaccine was having an impact, i.e. we were seeing lower infection rates and less hospitalisations, and also we had the prospect of fiscal stimulus coming back into the market, we've seen quite a jump up in expectations around interest rates. So those US 10-year yields have moved quite significantly. And that has triggered a rotation of money away from those growth stocks into the value stocks. So if you look at something like an Afterpay, that was probably $140, $150 in January. That's all the way back to $110. And the money has flown into banks, energy stocks, some of the telcos, so those old traditional stocks, you know, that people may have had in their portfolio. And I guess, look, it's an observation, Nadia, but probably another reason why, as investors, it's important to be diversified and own a bit of everything.
But does that mean
have some growth and have some value?
Okay, so does that mean value stocks are the more the long term?
Yeah, they're typically, I guess, stocks where you can have more confidence around their current earnings profile, because they might grow earnings organically at 2% a year. So you pretty much know.
It's a safe bet.
It's a safer bet, that's right. Whereas something like an Amazon, particularly when it was early in its career, no one really knew whether they were going to get traction in the market. But they were growing earnings at sort of 20, 30% a year, but they were reinvesting all of that back into the business to get market share. So investors weren't being rewarded by dividends like you might be in a bank or a Telstra. You were being rewarded, or you were being promised a much higher valuation 10 years down the track. Now that's with an Amazon, that is exactly how it's played out. But obviously, you know, for every Amazon, there's two or three that have ended up on the scrap heap. So an observation, but I think many of the listeners will have noticed over the last quarter or 2 or 3 months that the valuations of some of those old economy stocks have lifted, and there's been money coming out of the CSL and some of those other growth businesses.